Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I mean, today's a big news day, right? It is a big, big news day. I don't know how much sleep you got. I didn't get much. It actually started off at the US Embassy last night and it kind of carried on. And this just absolutely been a day of wonder. The implications are massive. Whether you are a fan of US politicians, whether you aren't, you cannot ignore America. It is the most powerful country in the world. And as the saying goes, when they sneeze, the rest of the world gets a cold, right? We cannot ignore it. So firstly, I want to know what your thoughts are regarding Trump's win. Do you think he's going to be good for the world? And for the world, because I don't think that he just operates in America. And do you think that he's going to be bad for the world? I'd like to know your thoughts. Get in touch with me. That's why I keep giving you the number, right? Let's have that conversation. Right now, though, joining me and to talk about the Trump's impact and his election as US president, 47th president, is going to have on South Africa. So joining me right now is political and economy analyst Daniel Silk. How are you, Daniel?
Hello, Kathy. Nice to hear your voice. I'm good, thank you. I'm also a little sleepy, but to be honest.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Are you back on terra firma? Are you back in South Africa? You travel a huge amount.
I'm in and out between Cape Town and Johannesburg this week, but I'm in Cape Town at the moment.
How wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for making the time. I think we're just very blessed to be able to speak to you at this point. Daniel, what do you think the impact of the elections, the US elections or Trump presidency will be on South Africa?
Yeah, look, I think it's obviously difficult at this stage because we don't quite know whether some of the more extreme policies that Trump punted on the campaign trail are actually going to be translated into practical policy. In other words, some of these sort of big issues relating to tariffs. And the big issue between South Africa, really, and the United States is on trade. That's my phone going, so I'm going to put that off. Sorry again. It's all about trade. And, it's not so much what happens in the U.S. on domestic issues. It's really what can South Africa get out of her relationship with the U.S. And historically, we've had an agreement with the United States, so the AGOA agreement that allows our export products to go into the United States, our agricultural products, at a favorable tariff in order to encourage those exports and give some access to our farmers to the U.S. market. Now, a Trump presidency can say, look, we're going to look after our own. Why do we need to provide favors for countries in terms of tariff reductions? Our own farmers need to be helped. And Trump's policy of make America great again and look after one's own within the United States could very well impact our ability to continue with this particular agreement. So that's the first issue that I think will come under scrutiny over the next year or two. These things are agreements and they're signed for a period of time. And the second issue also relating to tariffs is that, there are increased tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the United States, this could increase inflation again in the United States. And how do we fight inflation? We put up interest rates. And when interest rates go up in the United States, they also tend to go up elsewhere in the world. So there's the possibility that we could look at what has been lowering inflation globally in the last year or so, could very well reverse to some degree if these big tariff threats are realized. And I think those are the two big issues for us to look at the moment.
I always thought that inflation was driven by credit, people buying with money that they don't really have.
Well, inflation, there are any number of factors. And in fact, one of the reasons why Americans did vote in large numbers for Trump is that they have seen their prices go up in the United States significantly, particularly for everyday foodstuffs.
Sure.
And this is really a function of supply bottlenecks in particular, rising wage rates as well. And we've seen it here in South Africa also.
What does South Africa currently export to the United States? Do we export anything?
Yeah, we've got a substantial agricultural export into the U.S. It's a huge market for us. Granted, there are other markets, and South Africa certainly has been exploring China, Southeast Asia, the Latin American markets. So there's plenty of other markets. And the fact that we're part of the BRICS Plus group of countries also enables us to move away or shift away to some degree from the United States. But I think from the U.S. perspective, the concession to South Africa and other African countries is really a goodwill-based concession. It's there to provide access to the developing world into the US market. Now, the question is, to what degree will a United States now be willing to provide this goodwill, or will they demand something else from a country like South Africa? Will they demand, for example, that South Africa becomes a little bit closer diplomatically or politically even to the United States? So will there be some leverage or influence placed upon South Africa? And given South Africa's close relations with Russia, controversial as it might be,
and Iran,
China as part of BRICS Plus, it's going to be quite a difficult balancing act for South Africa to play what the US may want and also play its role in these BRICS Plus countries.
Right, and our relationship with Iran. I mean, you look at the different projects that we've got with Iran, you know, breaking the global sanctions, that's a problem. And certainly I think it would be in the eyes of the United States.
Yes, indeed. And I think it also does put tremendous diplomatic pressure on South Africa as to what kind of relations she has. I'm not convinced, though, that the United States would have any specific effect on South Africa on Middle Eastern policy. And I think that South Africa is more likely to continue to be, let us say, non-aligned. And that's putting it mildly on how South Africa now applies a foreign policy.
Daniel Silk, it is always an honor and a pleasure to speak to such a smart man. You know what? I feel smarter for having spoken to you. Thank you very, very much. And I wish you a wonderful day. God
bless. Thanks, Kathy. You take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Daniel Silk. He's a political and an economy analyst.